97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Terry L. Davis, who is president and owner of Brilliant You. Terry, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me. It is quite an honor.
Thank you. Let's jump right in, Terry. What is Brilliant You?
We started the business May of 2012 in Bellevue, Washington. And the business is a result of my body changing over a period of about 10 years. And it really is a problem that exists in industry. You think about it. Us women, as we tend to age or move through different seasons of our life, our body tend to fluctuate. And sometimes we don't have control over how our body changes or how much. So I got the idea of why don't they design clothes around our bodies changing, our women body change to accommodate that. So that's exactly what I did. And then I realized the single most item that I have the most in my closet are jeans, which are very difficult to fit our bodies as a woman, because originally jeans were designed as a man working clothes. And since then, industry have been doing their best to evolve the design of the man working clothes around our women's body. And sometimes it works, and sometimes there obviously it's a little bit more challenges. So I came up with the idea to design what I am calling enhancements into different sections of the jean where women tend to gain weight, like the outer thigh, the inner thigh, the stomach area. And if you think about an enhancement is the shape of a triangle. So just think about the shape of a triangle being incorporated in different parts of the jeans.
This is amazing. You're going to make women beautiful, even more beautiful, I should say.
Oh, absolutely. And not just that. You know, it has the whole comfort side of it. We've priced them to be affordable. We think they're trendy. We have like 7 different enhancement types that you can choose from. We have like 3 different types of velvet, like black velvet and navy velvet and hunter green. We have 2 types of leather, red leather and black leather. And we have 2 types of animal print. We have a leopard print and we have a zebra print. So you get that variation. You think about your everyday jeans, different things that you're doing. You really can incorporate, you know, how you feel with the specific types of enhancements. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. So we really think it's an amazing product. And not just that, we decided not to put zippers. You know, we just feel that, you know, we gave you a little bit more flexibility. And the other thing is that we've designed some really neat, different, unique aspects to the jean. The stitching on the jean, what we call like the double stitching, we've kind of put that a little bit closer together. And I think you'll be able to see that, you know, on the website. And we've incorporated some nice sheeting inside of the pockets, not your traditional gray sheeting that you see in most of the jeans, to give you that little bit more of a different type of elegant feel. And we've incorporated, like, at the bottom, we have, like, double stitching at the bottom. And so we've done a lot of different unique things to the jeans that we really feel you're going to be very happy with them.
You've got my curiosity because I've not seen this product. You mentioned it's on the website. Terry, please tell us what your website is.
The website is BrilliantYouDenim, all one word, BrilliantYouDenim.com.
And even though you say denim, you've just mentioned a lot of other materials over and above denim. That's amazing. Well, now I'm fascinated. How did you had the idea? You've just described the product in great detail, which sounds marvelous. How did you get it from an idea to an actual company?
Well, that's an amazing, very long story. And I'll give you highlights of it.
Yes.
When I first had the idea, I spent about the first 3 years of the business, literally looking at the business model. And the challenge that a lot of small businesses have is that you have this amazing idea, and the first thing you want to do is just get it into market.
Right.
But that is what I did not do, because the problem is that if you get your idea into market and someone else really likes your idea and you do not have it protected in terms of intellectual property, then someone else can take your idea, claim it for themselves, and then you would be infringing on their patent.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time doing research. I had my patent attorney do research in terms of finding out what was in the market in terms of designs and whether or not my idea was actually original. We both agreed that we'd never seen anything like this type of design. And turns out that when he did a lot of research in searching all the records inside of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the idea really was original. We felt it was. So we submitted, start submitting different designs for patent applications. And turns out that took a process of about 3 years.
Wow.
And now every single design application that we submitted, we have the patents on them.
Wonderful.
So I have multiple patents now on all the designs. And so over that period of time with us doing that, I also started looking at how to get it into industry in terms of the production. So I went through a couple contract manufacturers in the state of Washington, because my idea was I just want to design them and let someone else literally manufacture them, because that's a challenge all on its own.
Right.
And small businesses cannot do everything. And so I started doing that. And it turns out that their business model is just not the best for small business. You have to buy like a minimum quantity. With any new idea that you have to get full patterns developed, you know, for the workers to sew. So I had some offers to take the jean designs to China, but then I made a decision that, you know what, if we do not take back and really do what it takes to start back manufacturing clothing here in the United States, then we're just going to be that much further, behind in the future.
That needs more explanation, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about how you made this happen, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL. My guest today is Terry Davis, who is president and owner of Brilliant You. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. My guest today is Terry L. Davis, who is president and owner of Brilliant You. Terry, when we left off, you were telling us about getting your products manufactured. Why don't you continue? We were heading to China.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So the office were to take them to China. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes small businesses really don't look into the added expenses they're going to be responsible for. There are additional, like, import, not to mention the fact that they have your ideas and your technology that they can actually utilize themselves. And then the job opportunities here for U.S. workers, you know, you don't get to participate in that. And so I made a decision that I'm going to manufacture these jeans right here in the United States. I know there's going to be challenges. So at that point, I started to do a lot of research determining the best state. I looked at, obviously, the state of Washington, and I looked at the Southwest, you know, California, and I looked on the East Coast. And as it turns out, a lot of the research really pointed toward North Carolina. for a number of different reasons. North Carolina still have about the strongest support for manufacturing textile. And to me, I had no idea that was the case. So that was one huge advantage. The other advantage is the location that I buy my denim from is right here in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I'll be darned. Yeah.
And that was a major consideration because you think about the shipment of the denim cost, very expensive to ship from North Carolina to the state of Washington. So those were like reasons that, you know, I have a whole booklet of just manufacturing support as a startup. And then not to mention the resources around the textile industry. And then there is, you know, different companies that support the cotton industry that are right here also in North Carolina. And so based on that, I just made a decision that, you know, I'm really going to move the business to North Carolina. So we became an official North Carolina business on January 1st, 2016. And since then, I honestly have to say it is the single best decision thus far I have ever made for the business.
Now, you mentioned the manufacturing is in Greensboro, but your business is in Chapel Hill. Is that right?
That is correct.
Why Chapel Hill?
As a small business, one of the things that you want to think about is support. A small business incubator is about one of the best environments for a small business. Not to mention that, you know, being a startup manufacturing facility and just having other small businesses around to help you during those lows and high times that you will have. And it turns out that, and I wanted to locate it somewhere around the Orange County area. I looked at Orange County, I looked at Wake County, I looked at Chatham County. And it turns out that in downtown Chapel Hill, there is a business incubator, the Midway Business Center, that just absolutely just perfect the way that it's set up because it has different size office suites that we were able to take advantage of. So we were able to rent as many office suites as necessary so we can start small and then we can add on as we need it. And that's a perfect office scenario for a small business.
Fascinating. That's beautiful. Let me say your target audience, I'm assuming, is all women. Would that be correct?
Well, it is, absolutely. I have had a lot of men that would like for us to design men's jeans. But at this point, since we were, of course, very thankful, able to get so many patents for our jean designs, we have enough designs that we really would just like to focus on producing the jeans for women as opposed to developing the jeans for the male market.
Got it. Now, Terry, in terms of marketing, would I be correct in assuming you do not have a storefront? Do you market only on the web? Would that be a correct statement?
To start out, that is correct. And I guess you would say my engineering background kind of comes into the way that I make business decisions, which is a little bit conservative. Mm-hmm. So I figure that I would like to start out, you know, marketing the jeans strictly to the North Carolina area. Of course, if other states wants to buy them, but our main focus is start out of North Carolina, and then we move from there. And to do that, we are starting out with the storefront online. But to really help women, you know, with that, we've introduced what's called a virtual fitting room. And the virtual fitting room is a similar concept that you go inside of a store, you try on numerous pairs of jeans, and you only purchase the one that fits you. So the way that ours work is that, let's say, based on our size chart, you think you're a size 6. We allow you to order a size smaller and a size larger. So you can order a 4, a 6, and an 8. You only pay for one of them. We ship you all three. We cover the shipping cost.
Wow.
And the two that doesn't fit, you can just send them back.
Amazing.
Yes.
What a brilliant concept. For those of you who just tuned in, I'm speaking with Terry L. Davis, who is the president and owner of Brilliant You, specializing in jeans for women. Please check out her website. Terry, please give our audience your website one more time.
It is BrilliantUDenim.com.
BrilliantUDenim.com. All spelled out the way it sounds.
Yes.
This is an amazing concept. Who are your competitors in this line?
You know, we know that the denim industry has so many different designs and choices that the ladies can make. Since our jeans have been patented to prove how original they are, we really, at this point, we don't see that there is a competitor, because you cannot buy our designs from any other denim manufacturer because our idea is original.
That is just, I'm astounded how brilliant you are for Brilliant You, putting the whole thing together. Terry, it's time to take another break. When we come back, let's hear more about Brilliant You.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Terry L. Davis, who is president and owner of Brilliant You. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. And we're back. Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Terry L. Davis, who is president and owner of Brilliant You. Terry, during the break, you were describing your unique ordering process and supply process. Please explain that to our audience.
Absolutely. From a family of 16 children, I learned so much from my mother about budgeting. She could make $10 less for such a long time. So with that experience, you know, I understand budgets. And so any woman that really love our jeans and want to have a pair of them, we came up with what's called payment options. If you purchase one pair of jeans, you can split your payment in two installments. So you pay the first installment, we ship you the jeans, and then you pay the second installment in 30 days. If you like two pair of jeans, you can split that into three installments. Pay your first installment, we ship you the jeans, your second installment in 30 days, and then your last installment in 60 days.
That is so brilliant. That helps out people so much. Terry, you said to me during our break, you have a lot of organizations to be thankful for helping your business get off the ground. Please share that with our audience.
Absolutely. I am so thankful for that because, you know, as a small business, you're going to have so many challenges up and down, and people that you have in your corner, you're going to be so thankful for. And I just cannot thank the organizations enough that have been so supportive of me moving here to North Carolina. I'd like to start with the Orange County Economic Development Center. They gave me a grant. They really believe in the business, the potential of the company. Very thankful for that. The Small Business Technology Development Center, they've been amazingly supportive, mentoring, someone I can bounce my ideas off of. The Chapel Hill, Chamber of Commerce, they have just been, you know, wonderful, just really getting in there and helping the business move forward. Empowerment, and that's part of the Midway Business Center, as well as the Cary Chamber of Commerce. I am so grateful that I have a very strong pillars that really have you add up all the experience, you know, from those different organizations and the individuals that support those. And I tell you, you really just have so much to be grateful for, someone that can, you know, listen to you and be totally objective, because they don't really have a personal interest, you know, in terms of a financial investment. So I am so thankful to really have, you know, them that I can just move and grow my business together with.
And look how well it's come together. Terry, for the sake of our audience who may not have heard it before, please give us your website so they can see this fabulous product.
Absolutely. It is BrilliantUDenim.com. BrilliantUDenim.com.
BrilliantUDenim.com. All spelled out.
All spelled out. All right. No spaces.
No space. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Terry, for coming and speaking with us today. I applaud your effort in getting this magnificent company off the ground.
Thank you, Shara. It truly has been my pleasure.
Thank you. Friends, you've been listening to WCHL 97.9. I'm Sharon Hill. My guest today has been the fabulous Terry L. Davis, president and owner of Brilliant U. Please check out her website. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.